Hi, Graham.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. How are you?
I'm good. Got everything sorted out. And,
oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear that.
So, yeah, you and me, well, it's not, I just had my emails forwarded to another account. It's like every single thing in the world wants to get my way. I was working on it after the Zoom calls this morning, and my got a piece of property that I'm using for my office, and my UPS, my portable power supply, started beeping, going crazy, and the battery swelled up in it. And I went out, and, you know, my lot of work. I went out and got my electric meter, and I was only getting 43 volts out of a 120 volt outlet.
Oh my gosh!
And some, you know, that damage is, you know, I'm getting a third of the oxygen you're supposed to be getting, and so it's kind of, damn it. So pack up, shower, do what I need to do, get out of here. And so, still not sorted.
Jeez.
I'll just forward the emails to where I know I can get them. I'll work on it. But I just think it's going to be a finger pointing game. So Squarespace is going to point to Google. Google Workspace is going to point to Squarespace. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll be able to guide you through that with your client interview. Maybe they'll have some you know, like enlightenment or information for you regarding that. We can definitely, I can put it in the notes that you're having a bit of trouble with your domain and forwarding and whatnot, and we can take care of it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not rocket science. It's,
right.
They say I bought the site through Google Domains, and Google Domains, Squarespace acquired Google Domains, or Google bought Squarespace and wanted to stick it under the Squarespace portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't quite have the merging figured out because they were under support. You could type in questions, and the exact question, I bought a Google domain, migrated it to Squarespace, got my MX records in, and I've been 2 weeks and I still haven't got any emails. And that topic was locked. That question was locked by Google. So you can reply to it. You can see a few official replies from Google.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to see peer-to-peer replies, and it's like, neat.
Yeah, neat. That's one way to put it, huh?
Yeah. Neat. Lovely.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. So I've gone through here, and I'm looking at a couple of different things. Do you have a Facebook page set up for Amped Up LLC?
I don't.
Okay. You have a personal page,
I really haven't.
Right?
Yeah, I really haven't done any web presence at all. Because I literally was booked out. You know, I've survived off of just incoming calls, which is weird to say and, you know, not exactly the best way to do things, but it, you know, it's kept me going and now I can make these decisions. So,
right.
Until I was ready to like rock, I didn't want to, you know, just have I want to have a website and then Instagram, Facebook, instead of just having a Facebook. And
so we'll take care of all that for you. Do you have a logo for the business or do you need one?
Yeah, I've got a logo.
And you have before and after photos, right?
I do.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about the services. What type of things do you want to be coming up for?
I call myself a boutique residential security provider. So I don't have, you know, I'm not trying to serve a billion people. I do high-end, like a high-end residential security provider. And so home security, fire prevention, smart water valves, it's a big one. Distributed audio, so if you want speakers throughout the house, so when you're watching TV, you've got in-wall or in-ceiling speakers that are coming from a unified source.
And what's that called?
Distributed audio.
Distributed audio.
audio.
Mm-hmm. I got that.
Like you can.
Yeah, okay. Like you can hear it.
Yeah, like you could have the game on in the great room, game on in the TV porch or the upper patio or upper porch, excuse me, and audio is coming from the same source. So there's no like few second delay, half second delay. It doesn't sound funny.
Nice.
But basically being able to push audio anywhere you want in the house.
Mm-hmm. That's rad. Okay.
Yeah. And then home network. Home or small business networks, I guess, but really for right now, just stay in the resi market.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And then there will be a few that I'll be adding, like I'm not sure if you've ever heard of verified video or video verification, but it's basically like you could have a camera system and then there's a lot of intelligent analytics that like if you're a car dealership and there's a truck that's supposed to be meeting you, there's a truck that's supposed to be coming to drop some parts off after you're closed, and it's supposed to be a red box truck with the DOT number of this.
Mm-hmm.
It can look and see, hey, this is a yellow box truck and it's got the wrong DOT number, and then send you a you and a few other users a preview of it, and you can take action and say that's okay or that's not okay, and then
mm-hmm.
you talk down through your app and say
okay,
delete the premise or
that's pretty cool.
So it really is. And that was like $10,000 a few years ago, and now it's, you know, hundreds.
Okay.
So it's a pretty easy sell.
All right. And then, okay, I've got that. Are there other services that are you providing within the home security? Are you doing like, there's lots of different options like alarm systems. Are you doing, I know you said fire prevention, but are you doing like fire and smoke detection like that?
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire, smoke, burglar.
Mm-hmm.
It can integrate with their thermostats. It can integrate with intelligent lighting.
Okay.
It can integrate with, of course, audio. Let's see, what are the other biggies? Intelligent lighting, audio, comfort, which is thermostats.
That's like the Nest, right?
You do several brands, yeah. But Nest, that's the one that can do it. And Brilliant is another.
Okay. Nest.
Brilliant is a home. It's a home control system
mm-hmm.
that's made by. So
okay.
I do Honeywell. I install Honeywell alarms, and Honeywell is really no mm-hmm. more as far as the
mm-hmm.
alarm division. It's a video.
They
mm-hmm. spun off their home intrusion and comfort division, their HVAC division, into one company called Resideo. So that it would integrate, and their portfolio was too big, but. In the same time, they created a product called Brilliant, and it's a home control system that anywhere you have a light switch in the house, you can put in a Brilliant touchscreen. So if it's just like one light switch, it's just
mm-hmm.
a touchscreen. If there's,
wow.
so you have three switches there, then it's a touchscreen, and there's three sliders, and you can assign the slider to do music or lights or whatever you want to do. And it's super easy to retrofit. It's easy for new construction.
Mm-hmm.
It works with like 45 different manufacturers. So it won Internet of Things of the Year award.
Wow.
Last year, like at Cedia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I hate proprietary stuff. It used to be like, you got Honeywell, you had to get Honeywell everything. And now you can have a Ring doorbell. You can have these kind of light switches, this kind of router, you know, it doesn't matter what brand it is, it all works together.
So it's all, yeah. And that's how it should be, you know. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see here. What are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
I mean, 9 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday.
But I mean, I answer calls pretty much at any time, you know, for customers, especially like if being security and their second homes, you know, inevitably people come in for Thanksgiving and something's acting screwy.
Right.
So.
Okay.
But for new customers, for sales calls coming in, you know, 9 to 5, I might move to 8 to 5 down the road, but.
I have a home, I believe it's a home office. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. It's 2801 Wade Hampton Boulevard. It says Suite 115-130.
So that's a UPS box.
Okay.
I did that because it gives you a street address, and I like that. But my office is in another location.
Okay. Where was this Google verification done at?
Probably 1701 Winding Way, Taylor, South Carolina.
Okay. So let me have that number again.
1701 1701 Winding Way. And that's in Taylor's, no apostrophe.
Right. Got it. Okay. Perfect. All right. So, okay. And that's a home office that you have there?
Well, so me and my wife are actually separating. That was my house.
Okay.
I've got a secondary property that's off Highway 11, and that's really where I'll be operating out of.
Okay.
I just I don't want to move all my mail, stuff with the state, set up
and,
for there.
Yeah, and since it's already set up there, you don't want to move that until after we've got, you know what I mean? Because it'll go through re-verification and all that. So if you don't have to move it, you don't want to.
Yeah.
And it stays hidden, so it's not going to show that address. It's going to stay hidden and still give you, you know, the ability. So that's the only reason. I just have to make sure that the information matches, but we'll keep it hidden.
Okay.
It'll be protected, I promise.
Because that's like a urban area where I'm at, where the office at now is very rural, so zip code and all that, I'd rather it be the Taylor's address than...
Yeah. And that's what I recommend as well. So that's really good. Okay. So for the billing information, the card you're putting on file, what's the billing address for the card you're putting on file?
1701 Winding Way, Taylor, South Carolina.
Is there any middle initial on the card, Graham, or is it just your first and last name?
I'm pulling it out right now. Yeah, it's Christopher G as in Graham.
Okay. Hold on. Christopher G. All right. It has to go under the official name, but we'll call you Graham.
Yeah.
Promise.
That's fine.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. That number is 5154.
Mm-hmm.
2911-7554-5092.
Expiration month and year?
0726.
Three-digit code on the back?
440.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Thomas.
Plumas?
Thomas. T-H-O-M-A-S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. And then I'm going to go ahead and charge the account. So I have you set up with the flat monthly investment rate of just $249 a month. There is the one-time setup fee of $99 that's going to cover all of the initial programming. So today's investment will be $348, and then each month after that will be just $249. We're going to go ahead and read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash, and it goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
LLC.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Graham Fowler, and owner or lead operator.
Graham, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yeah, as long as I can get them.
Yes, I got you. So with that being said, we also ask that if you were to engage with any other type of marketing, that you would please let us know so that we can work with them as well. Okay.
As in?
Well, like we could see that you were with Home Advisor at some point. We're doing
right.
The Facebook ads. We're doing the social media marketing. So if somebody was to call you in, first and foremost, Local Splash will never call you and ask you for a single dollar more than what we've already agreed upon. So in the event that you were to get a call, somebody requesting more money, please know that's not us. Let me know right away so that I can report them and get it put on the DNC list. But additionally, if somebody was offering you a service that we can't provide, which is extremely rare, then obviously, we would want to be able to help them and integrate and work with them as well. So that's why we just ask you to let us know if you choose to move forward with any other type of marketing.
Okay. So, I mean,
okay.
I just went live with Easy Sleep.
Yeah. Well, we're aware. And we're apples or oranges, no biggie at all. And the website that we build you, you can actually list onto their listing, and it will help you that way as well. They'll be able to see the site, you know?
Okay, and Better Business Bureau?
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing I got for me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And we can put the BBB, your BBB badge onto your website as well. So that's fantastic. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is October 27, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional quick fees, no call fees, no surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 27th day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of just $249. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of December. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, you should have seen, hold on a second, you should have seen a text come through that says, Christopher G., thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Do you see that?
No. Hold on. Let me look and read Central. $501 at Local Splash. This is Purple Verified, Google Mirror Partisan. Yeah.
Okay.
Got that.
So go ahead and click that link there. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. So go ahead and click the link. Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Hold on just a minute. Oh my God, just do it already. Sorry, got two-step verification to get into my own email.
Oh, this is a text.
Yeah, well, maybe like I had to sign into a Chrome browser. It'll be fun.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. Local spot, Google verification. Okay, the name and photo associated with your Google account will be recorded when you upload files to the form. Okay, so I'm just going to give you the wrong email address for now.
Okay, for your information to be sent
yeah.
to?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
It's FowlerAllBusiness@gmail.
Okay.
I mean, this took me to a form to fill out.
Oh no! So that no, that the link that I was sending you was a different link. So I'm gonna go ahead and send that over to you right now so that you can see it. I'm trying to take you to the terms and conditions. That form
is
you don't even need to worry about that form because you're already verified, and we're gonna take you through that during your client interview. Yeah. So the one I just sent you should be a clickable link.
Local class terms of experience.
Yeah. And then once you go ahead and click that, it's going to say local / terms of experience. And then from there, what you'll be able to do is scroll through and you can see everything that we have verbally promised to provide for you. And if there's an asterisk by something, it may or may not be included within your package at this time, such as Google Guarantee, or the Google Ads. Those can be added at some point in the future once we've had a conversation and determined that you qualify and that you want those things. But when you scroll down to the very bottom, you're going to see where it says base product setup fee is $99. Your local SEO bundle is at $149. What's that?
Hey, Beth, hold on. It's saying my signature doesn't match.
So when you type it in, it has to be, I spelled everything correct, right?
Yeah, you just went Christopher G instead of my full name. That's fine.
I know, it's Christopher G. Fowler. It should be the whole thing on there.
Yeah, we're good. All right.
Perfect.
And then
okay.
My username and password?
We'll give you those in about 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client interviews. So those will be automatically sent over to you. They're auto-generated once we've created your dashboard. So the next thing I need to do is I need to go ahead and set your client onboarding. I have available appointment times today or tomorrow. There's none left for today, but for Monday, actually. The calendar is pretty wide open here. Appointment times can start as early as between 10 and 11 a.m., and the last one is between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So which time frame would you like?
Let me just Monday. Let's just do Monday. Would you say the earliest we could do was
10 a.m. Well, it's between 10 and 11, so they usually go. That's the beginning. It's usually the call.
That's good.
About 10:15 or so. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put this into the Google Calendar. That way it's going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English. I am going to go ahead and have that forwarded over to the Fowler All Business email. That way it will serve as a placeholder, okay, in your Google Calendar. Yeah. And the other cool thing is that you'll get a push notification 1 hour before the appointment. So we'll go ahead and give you a reminder, hey, we're going to be calling. Normally the calls would come from our 877 phone number. However, right now the outbounds are coming from our 714 number. So we will call you and I will introduce you to your onboarding agent and get everything squared away for you at that time. So that gives you the weekend to get everything squared up with your emails and stuff.
Okay. All right. What do you mean a push notification? Do I need to download an app or anything?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. It's just a push notification is within the system. So what it does is because I have set your appointment within the system, it's going to automatically send you a text and an email that's like, hey, Graham, quick reminder, you have an onboarding call coming with Local Splash. That way, like, because, I mean, it is the weekend and we forget and... You know, all the things.
Yeah. I was thinking, I guess, pin notification or push notification for
I understand.
Red dot shows up on your iPhone, but yeah, that's great.
Right. We just try to, we just try to make it as easy for you guys as possible because we know that, you know, you're busy. So,
Is there a form that you can, then it's like, hey, have all this information ready for the onboarding, like
okay,
pictures,
a short list of items that they can use. You are already verified, so usually they don't need those items, but you can, that short list of items is like the business license, the insurance, also if you have business registration, the different things like that. So during that onboarding call, what they're going to want to do is they're going to literally walk you through how to log us on and sign us on as managers for your Google business profile. And then they're going to send you an invitation for Facebook so we can create the Facebook business profile. If you have that domain, they're going to ask for credentials to that domain. Those are the type of things that they're going to be looking for with that. But I have to say that we don't have an exact email layout for that list, and you just gave me a great idea because that would be super, super helpful if we had something like that to give out to clients like ahead of time.
Yeah, I used to sell business equipment and stuff, and people were like, I want a website. I'm like, okay, great, we can do that. Well, give me the content so I can get your website up. You know, like, I got a banner and a logo. Woohoo. You know,
right.
I can't do it if you don't give me what I need to do it.
Right. And what's the domain that you have it going to? Do you want us to write the content to?
It's amped up, getamped.com. And I just got it moved to Squarespace. So, like, what's going to happen here? I mean, they're now my registrar.
That's fine. Yeah, we work with Squarespace all the time, and
they're
gonna have you give us the credentials. We'll go in, we'll put the WordPress layout on it, and get it going.
Okay.
Yeah, we try to make it as simple as possible.
And I mean, do you think, regardless of what, there's some kind of problem with that? How recent the acquisition is with Gmail working with. If you bought your domain through Google Domains and then Squarespace bought those domains, there's some screw up in the integration with the communication of just email. Will that be solved in this? I mean, hopefully I'll have it sorted out.
I can't promise either way because that's like above my pay grade on that question as far as the Google Workspace and all of that stuff goes. But we're really good at problem solving and about working it out for you. So we're going to put every effort towards that if you can't get it squared away on your own.
Okay. Because, I mean, Lulu happened to call at the perfect time.
Right.
It shows you the call volume. How many calls do your people make a day?
Let's see. Today I've made 47. Lulu has made, where is she? She's made 90. We have some agents that have made like 380 calls. Yep. All different walks, all different talks. Everybody has a different type of conversation, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, she doesn't like to close, or she's just not there yet?
She's
not
a closer.
That's the best part. Like,
yeah, but she's a great opener. Her and I make an excellent team. She's just not a closer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no complaints. Just like making the deals like
that.
The best part, you know.
Yeah, it is. But she really likes. So what she does is she'll open them up and send them out, and she'll get two or three closers on her call at the same time on different calls, just to get it cranking out, you know. So that's what she likes to do. She does love to talk to people. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's pretty disarming.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's been excellent talking with you, Graham. You're very friendly. You're very easy to talk to. You have fantastic questions, and we look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to talk on Monday.
Me too. I'll talk with you then. Thank you for your time. You have a great, safe weekend, okay?
All right. You do the same.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Bye, Amy. Bye.
Bye-bye.